until they had come as far as the catacombs of St. Callistus, and saw against the rising moon the great circular bastion of Cecilia Metella in front of them. Then Berger stopped, with his hand to his side. "Your legs are longer than mine, and you are more accustomed to walking," said he, laughing. "I think that the place where we turn off is somewhere near here." "Yes, this is it, round the corner of the trattoria. Now, it is a very narrow path, so perhaps I had better go in front, and you can follow." He had lit his lantern, and by its light they were enabled to follow a narrow and devious track which wound across the marshes of the Campagna. The great aqueduct of old Rome lay like a monstrous caterpillar across the moonlit landscape, and their road led them under one of its huge arches and past the circle of crumbling bricks which marks the old arena. At last, Berger stopped at a solitary wooden cow horse, and he drew a key from his pocket. "Surely your catacomb is not inside a house," cried Kennedy. "The entrance to it is. That is just the safeguard which we have against anyone else discovering it." "Does the proprietor know of it?" "Not he. He had found one or two objects which made me almost certain that his house was built on the entrance to such a place, so I rented it from him, and did my excavations for myself.